Fill your kitchen with everything you need at Harvey Norman, Newcastle and the Hunters cooking appliance specialists.
Live from the greatest city in the world, this is Tanya and Steve.
We get up, we get dressed, waking up, Newcastle's best. Live and free, Triple M's, Tanya and Steve.
Good morning.
Hello.
Welcome to Late Night Shopping Day.
She hasn't said that this year, right?
No, because I'm planning on it tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Does it even thing anymore?
Are you going to go down like with a midriff on and just hanging out looking at boys?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
I'm going to just creepy, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, that's what we did.
Yeah.
Not last year, but we don't do it anymore.
It's kind
of... No, but when you're a teenager, late night happened. That's it was like, get to the... Well, it might have been the mall or get to Westfield or...
Yep.
Garden City then?
Yeah, nah. Kind of didn't do that at Raymond Terrace.
No.
Didn't have
late
a mall.
Night shopping?
I think the supermarket stayed open till 6.
Well, I'm thinking just that little arcade area. Maybe that was open.
Wasn't allowed to.
Oh,
weren't allowed to go down there.
No.
No.
Speaking about looking at young boys, did you hear about...
It was kind of... I was referring to looking at boys similar ages.
Well, that's what I mean. Back in the day. Did you catch up with that story about Kate Sobrano?
No.
She refuses to sing that song, Young Boys Are My Weakness. Because she said...
because now it's creepy.
Yeah, she said... because she's turned 50. And she said, it's not cool for a 50-year-old woman to be on stage gyrating to... Have we got the song, right?
I don't have it.
And yet,
on YouTube.
I'll give you another one, Rosie. And yet, in the 60s, there was a grown, probably 50-plus man going, thank God for little girls.
That's right.
Yeah. Times have changed.
The most inappropriate song. Yeah, what was his name?
God, I don't know, but he was the creepiest looking thing. Thank God for little girls. He was French.
He was
I'm like, what is going on with this? Even then I knew it was wrong. But that it is funny how things change.
I know.
And in Kate's case, I get it.
Yeah, because she's like, I don't want to sing that. She was asked in an interview, does she still do it on stage? Maurice Chevalier.
That's him.
Yeah.
Say God. Oh, little girls.
There are some... There's probably a whole list of inappropriate songs out there.
We should go for the top 10 creepiest songs ever.
I'm just looking as well. Kate Sobrano. I'm playing this off YouTube here. 1989 release.
The worrying thing... The worrying thing is when she released it, she was 30. Apparently that's acceptable. But yeah.
Well, if she's 50 now and it was 89, though, she would have been about 1920.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's perfectly fine.
Yes.
But not as a mother.
No.
To be gyrating and singing that.
So tonight when you're late night shopping, you're going to have a boombox with that playing?
I reckon that if she did that song at the Vineyards, if Kate Sobrano was performing that at Hope Estate or Bimbadget, that'd go nuts,
of
I reckon, this
would.
Song.
Would
I reckon all the girls would love it.
Oh, I was going to say, would it rise? You're liking this one, are you?
It's not bad for Kate Sobrano. I don't like it.
It is. It's just, as you get older, stuff changes.
Yeah.
Places you go.
Yeah. Look, one day I'll stop wearing a bikini.
You reckon?
It hasn't come yet, that day.
Well, we have got an intervention plan tomorrow.
That's for another day.
At Michael's insistence.
Today. On the line.
You'll never know. How are we rating number one?
Oh, sorry, you wanted me to play your song.
Right.
Thank heaven for little girls. For little girls get bigger every day.
Is he going, his little girls great? Then they
for little girls, they grow up in the most delightful way.
Oh, wow.
So Kate Sobrano, as Tanya mentioned, was a little worried about saying young boys are my weakness. You got nothing to worry about, Kate.
No.
That Maurice Chevalier, we just had a look at it. He's actually singing in the movie Gigi to a little girl with an umbrella.
Yes.
Could you imagine me at a bus stop?
No.
Thank heaven for a little girl. And then you'll get bigger every day. Anyway, what you seen on the line, mate?
Okay, so this happened whilst most of us would have been sleeping last night. I feel really sorry for Dylan Alcott. The Aussie wheelchair tennis star won his 7th Australian Open singles crown by defeating Dutchman Sam Schroeder. But what was sad about it, he was supposed to play center court in Rod Laver Arena.
Yep.
But because Nadal's match went marathon, were you still watching that, Rosie?
No, I went to bed. Nadal won the first two sets, cruised past Tsitsipas, and then he lost in five, which would have taken hours and hours and hours.
It
so that,
did.
They had to move him, did they?
They did. So they didn't even start playing until 11:30.
Oh.
But Dylan won. So that's sort of sad that he didn't get to showcase it primetime TV on center court.
I think you'll find it was night-night time for the Dutch guy, too.
Yeah.
You know,
definitely.
Time differences, things like that. He's like 11:30.
Yeah.
Could only know he won, but you're right. Took a bit of a sparkle off it.
Oh, it did, because it was supposed to be live on TV, prime time.
And they were promoing it all through the first couple of sets of Nadal going Dylan Allcourt. And I thought, oh, if I can only, I could stay awake a little bit longer.
Yeah.
And then
don't be surprised if Dylan runs over his foot. Just say, hey, you go there, Nadal. Good on you. Tom and Jerry turned 75 today.
Wow.
75. Wow. But what I love is the cartoon going around of it, because instead of staying their age, they've actually drawn them at 75.
Oh.
It's so cute.
Oh, that's awesome.
Tom the cat hasn't got any teeth. Carrying a drip and a walk and a glasses.
But they're still friends.
Yeah, they're still
like
mates.
That.
They're still mates. Yeah, they're 75,
they've put their heady days of chases away, and now they're friends.
I wonder if Roadrunner and Coyote ended up that way.
I reckon they would have.
Old people home just hanging going, what about us two?
They should.
We had a few fights in the
what
past.
What about us? They'd say, wouldn't they?
That's some great stories.
How about you with that Acme bloody card you
the
had?
The Acme anvil.
There you go.
It was always falling out of the sky.
And those rocket skates. Hey, you're never going to catch me. I could just hear the conversation. So there you go. If you want to feel young today, Tom and Jerry are 75.
Oh, wow, that's incredible.
Have you been watching Yelena Dokic?
I think she's doing a really good job.
She has been.
When I flicked over, you know when you recognise the face? Because I haven't been following tennis as full on as a lot, Mike.
Yeah.
And I went, that's... And then it came, I went, wow. And I was really surprised, though, to be honest, how good a job she was doing.
She is. She's been commentating for the tennis, Channel 9.
Yeah.
And I was really saddened by this yesterday. I read this when I was in bed last night about how she felt forced to put up a photo on her Instagram page.
Mm-hmm.
Basically just saying to the trolls out there, settle down. Yeah, I put a few kilos on over like the lockdown, because she was in Victoria last year.
Yeah, she was.
And yeah, like everybody, I have an issue with my weight, and it's been up and down for years, and I've made no bones about that. So she put up a before and after kind of photo on Instagram.
She shouldn't have to do that.
Because she's getting so much hate from people that are probably never picked up a tennis racket in their lives.
Exactly.
But they're sitting on their couches, you know, like having a go at this young woman.
What are they saying, though?
Just how fat you are.
And what?
Yeah, they're body shaming her. Why can't you lose weight? Why don't you pick up a tennis racket again? All these sort of horrible comments. So I actually sent her a message last night.
God love you, T. What did you say to her? And I'll tell you what.
Yep.
Tell you what, Risey. Would have turned her around.
Definitely.
She went, bloody
Tanya's,
you're right, Tanya.
Tanya's got my back.
What did you write, Tanya?
I wrote, Yelena, you're talented both on and off the court, beautiful inside and out. Forget the trolls. They're sad little jealous humans.
Oh.
Lots of kisses.
You know what? If she got 5,000 of those comments, though, that would make her feel good. So,
I hope so. I mean, she's probably never going to read it.
No,
But hopefully, if she was to scroll and see some positivity, might kind of, I don't know, dampen or cancel out the trolls.
What's the...
I'll tell you what.
Yes?
I'm going to put a photo. It's Throwback Thursday, right?
Yes,
I'm going to put a photo of me when I was 20 next to a photo of me now.
Yes.
Right? And I'm going to go, people give me a hard time, say, why don't you look like that? And at best, Tanya's going to write, get over it, fatso.
Yeah, yes. Your mate, Tanya.
That's my mate, Tanya.
Yeah.
God, you're a tennis player in Melbourne.
But she doesn't know.
I love you.
But she's copying it. You're not.
I will if I put photo. If I put a side by side photo, I'll go. Yeah. Oh my God, what happened to you, Jen? You'll be the first one to comment. No, I know what you mean.
Yeah,
it's just
people.
I still live in a horrible, not horrible world, a weird world. Where I cannot comprehend anyone that would write. You're fat. I don't live in that world.
They do, though.
I know they do, but I
just can't comprehend it still. I really can't.
Yeah, well,
sort of a pathetic person are you?
Mm. And I think women cop it far more than men.
Oh, here we go.
Like, they do, though.
No,
like,
you do.
You are not going to get, like, male TV presenters, come on, They are not copying the same criticisms
like
as
Todd,
women.
Todd Woodbridge has probably put on a kilo or two as well over COVID, but and he's commentating the tennis and no one would be even questioning
not at
Todd
all.
Woodbridge.
No, it's true. So, and like, you know, you talk to the... What about that experiment Carl and Lisa did? Carl
Stefanovic.
He wore the same suit for a year.
No one noticed.
Lisa wears an off colour, so to speak, that doesn't match her makeup. The whole world goes crazy. I know they don't do the show together anymore, but that was back in the day.
Yeah. But again, it goes back to this is not new. It's just that now they have a voice.
Yeah, I know.
People have sat in the lounge rooms and thought this stuff.
Yeah.
But they talked to their mate about it.
Yeah.
Now, social media has given them a platform to talk out loud.
What about the guy that was messaging me last night? Oh. I showed you guys the.
Sorry about Steve's vulgar comments there.
Yeah, there was a guy messaging Tanya last night who seemed rather keen for a hookup.
It was unbelievable.
Wasn't backwards in coming forward.
Not at all. No. I told him to take it to Tinder, that I'm a happily married woman. Yeah. Didn't stop him.
No, it didn't.
He kept coming back for more.
Just from what you've showed me, he's super keen.
Can't get enough of this little love muffin.
He's kind of like a modern-day Shakespeare as well, with his words.
Yeah. Yeah, I reckon he writes for Hustler myself, but anyway.
Yeah. I think you're being kind. So, I'm not kidding. Some of the stuff he wrote is like, dude.
Yeah. It's not right.
No. No matter how drunk you are.
No.
No, I didn't mean that way, Tanya.
I think you'll find he was very sober.
I meant that would give him the courage then to do what he did.
Right.
Not in any way was I suggesting that alcohol made you look better.
I think you got out of it, Steve.
My little love muffin.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so, better go to the news. I've got some work to do. Yeah. Come on, left fist. Come on, right.
Renovating, building or upgrading? Harvey Norman has Newcastle and the Hunter's best deals for kitchen cooking appliances.
Steve, now that you have a love interest in your life, and
do you know I reserved a seat the other day and what was written was Stephen love interest? So Deanna says, thanks to you. Tiana.
Tiana.
But yes, anyway, what? Yes.
Well, now that you have a love interest, I'm very curious because you know how I used to run my household when I had puppies.
Mm-hmm.
They would always be in the bed.
Yeah.
And when we had two, sometimes one of us would have to leave the marital bed to make room for the dogs.
Yeah.
A lot of people are, you know, throwing up over that. But if you're a dog lover, you'll get it. You are a dog lover.
Yes.
You have been sharing your bed with another man for a little while now. His name is Baxter.
Thank you. Clear it up quickly.
Your furry boy.
Since the day I moved in, we're over 2 years now.
Yes.
And sleeping together, Baxter and I.
Now that you've got a love interest, though.
Yeah.
And knowing how Baxter snores.
Yeah.
What's going to happen?
With the week off, it's okay because BJ's not there, so she sleeps in his room.
Because
don't
he's a
know
big
how
dog.
We're going to go though when BJ's there. He's a big dog.
He's a boxer.
I'm not kidding. Gets between us.
Oh my God!
And then has a little bit of a sleep. Oh.
Oh my God, Deanna, no wonder you make her sleep in the spare room.
She loves dogs as much as me.
Oh, well, that's all right,
to the
then.
Point where I'm a little concerned. I think she likes Baxter more than me.
Oh.
Because she was stroking his leg the other day. Albeit she thought it was mine.
But honestly,
you're right, because it would be an absolute red flag. No, mate, dog out.
Yes.
That's it.
Completely.
No, good as gold.
Okay, well, you're safe.
Loves us both. Jeez. Equally.
I reckon some partners wouldn't cop that, though.
Yeah.
Well, just that alone, though, it seems an affirm one, isn't it? It's either yes or absolutely no. It's not kind
dogs
of maybes.
Beds. Yeah, absolutely. I ran into a girl on my little walk the other day who had a Cavalier, and I stopped her because I love Cavaliers. Mm. And it was only a puppy, but she said already her boyfriend, he's been kind of, sorry, the dog gets
relegated.
More important. Yeah, so the boyfriend's been relegated to the spare room.
I don't understand why they don't share.
When they snore really badly, you can't sleep sometimes.
No, there's that, but there's also the other thing dogs are renowned for.
What's that?
That's woke her up a couple of times during the night.
What's a slight little noise out of the rear end?
Yeah. Oh, fluffing.
Yeah. Stink.
Okay.
I swear she thought it was me.
At least you can blame Baxter all the time.
No, it is Baxter.
Oh, sorry. It is Baxter.
We want to hear from you. If you share the bed with the dog, how's it going for you? Do some nights one of you have to leave the bed because of the snoring dog?
Yeah.
Or the other end, whatever drives you out?
1-333-53. Give us a call right now.
I mentioned, and I guess I might be outstanding in the sense that he's a big dog.
He's massive. Mm.
Like I get, you know, like Oscar and things like that.
I know, they're little.
They're little, but
you can put them around your feet.
Yeah, Baxter's 40 kilo.
Oh, God. Okay, can you beat that? Are you sharing your bed with a dog the size of a human?
1-333-53. Give us a call. We'd love to talk to you right now.
Oh, I'm such a keeper, aren't I?
Well, you think about it. Had she have not loved dogs, it's a hard sell for someone
that... No, really.
Yes.
It's got to be a deal breaker.
Yeah.
She's got two of her own.
How do you think Baxter would go if you just, like, closed the door and just left him out in the lounge room for the night or something?
He'd tear it down.
He'd tear it down.
Would he?
Yeah.
Okay. Because he'd be like, no, this is my bed. He's so used to it now.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Wow. Mm. Okay. And they're pack animals, dogs. So he'd be like, why can't it be in my pack?
Yeah.
True.
And then he'd have a few stern words to say to me once he got in.
Brock, who are you sharing the bed with?
My wife Rebecca and I have been married for 10 years. We've got two rescue dogs, Chief and Joey. Kelpie cross Staffy, and Joey's a Dalmatian cross Rottweiler. Joey's about 40 kilos.
There you go.
And I've been punted.
Brock, are you actually then now really kind of predicting my future that it'll end up I'm the one that's going to get punted, right?
There's a fair chance. Okay. There's a fair chance.
Good on you, Brock.
Oh, that's sad. Are you ever allowed in? Is there a special night that Brock's allowed in?
Well, we try, but the problem is we have to close the door and both of them just sit in there and cry and scratch the door till we let them in.
See your eyes?
Yeah, there you go. Nah, far out.
Thanks, Brock.
Yep.
Hey, okay, who we got here, Rob? Hey, Rob.
Morning, Steve. Tanya, how you going?
Very well. What have you got?
Two bull mastiffs.
Oh, God.
Big dogs.
Okay. And they both sleep in the bed. 65-kilo dogs.
There you go.
How much?
65.
Oh, my God. So there's four of you in the bed?
Yep, four of us in the bed, and my other big boy, who is about 75 kilos, has got his own queen-size bed in his bedroom.
Oh, I love that. Oh, I love that.
God.
Every now and again, I get a feeling, Rob, I go, mate, can I sleep in your bed with you tonight?
Lynn, who do you sleep with? Hello,
hi,
Lynn.
Hi. Yeah, I'm here. I was sleeping. Well, my husband was relegated to his chair.
Yep.
And sleeping with three boxers.
Oh.
Snuffling.
And they're all legs, Lynn.
Yes, they are.
They'll push you off.
Sorry?
They'll push you off the bed, won't they?
They will. I was relegated to, like, wasn't even a quarter of it, and they had the rest.
Yeah, that is true.
And snoring, I can relate to that, Steve, because one of them snored like crazy.
Here we go. That's the flap on the side of his bazaar.
If he was in a cartoon, there'd be a feather going up and down.
Oh, totally. And we'll wrap it up here with Ellie, guys.
Hi, Ellie. Who's in the bed?
We've got Lucky in the bed. My husband now sleeps on the lounge occasionally after he's had his hand surgery because Lucky doesn't approve of him being in the bed. You've been out for a week now.
Oh, that's so it?
He's a Staffy Cross Labrador. Oh. And every time my husband kicks him off the bed, I have to open my blankets on my side so he can jump in my side. He will not sleep on the floor.
There you go.
Oh, it's lovely.
There you go.
God.
You know what I don't understand? And it's, again, not a judgmental. It's something I don't understand. Having a dog, but they're not allowed inside.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I don't... but then why have a dog?
I don't
What do you do with the dog if they... You can't be with it.
Sit at the back door. I don't get that either.
No.
But there are people like that.
Yeah, well, and that's fine.
Yeah. We prefer to spoon ours.
Yeah, we prefer to have bedrooms and buy them beds. Nothing abnormal about that.
There's got to be some happy medium. There's got to be somewhere in the middle.
No, there's not, Rosie. No, there's not.
He's trying to justify that he lets Molly sleep downstairs alone.
In the house, though.
Alone.
Inside the house.
Oh, do you not let her up the stairs to
no.
the bedroom?
No, she does. No, she does come in. She does come upstairs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not allowed on the beds, though.
Not allowed on. No.
Really?
No way.
Why?
Oh, golden retriever fur just goes everywhere. It's disgusting. Nah, nah, nah. Not for me.
So this whole break we've done now has made you feel sick?
A little bit, yeah. You're all sickos, everyone. It's Daniel and Steve.
Go on.
What?
I just want you to admit about your ankle bracelet.
Oh, my little anklet.
Well, you look like Stevie Nicks.
Well.
You know, your whimsical tops.
Yeah.
Your ankle bracelet.
Yeah, well, I
and,
look.
And your two blue dove tattoos on your breast. You know,
yes.
What's going on? You've only been wearing this ankle bracelet a little while. Well, to be honest with you, I don't mind it.
A few months now.
And yep. it's classy.
It's very delicate. Yeah, you can't even see it.
That's the word,
and
delicate.
And it's just, I don't know, I think I'm going through a midlife crisis because I used to wear one forever when I was, like, you know, when you're a kid.
I think you're being hard on yourself, mate. There's nothing abnormal about an ankle bracelet and bongo drumming.
Yeah. But how's this?
Is that tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Having a drumming lesson? Class.
Yeah, yeah.
What but a weird midlife crisis this is.
No one's made comment on the anklet, right?
I haven't even.
Yeah, I haven't noticed it.
I have noticed it, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. But I just thought, yeah, I should get over that.
But, yeah, probably will at some point. But at the moment, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
I like
but
it.
I'm walking.
How does one enjoy an ankle bracelet?
No, oh, just a glint in the sun occasionally.
Okay.
But I was walking through a little park yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say an inebriated gentleman.
You're like a magnet to them, aren't you?
I am. He was sitting there on the bench seat and he, let's say he propositioned me. That's the best way of putting
okay.
it.
Okay, yeah.
Because
say?
According to him.
You're on fire this week.
I know. According to him, wearing an anklet must depict I'm like a lady of the night.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
I didn't know that would equate to that.
He just made it up on the spot, mate.
Well done, buddy.
Is that
yeah,
right?
Apparently. I haven't Googled it yet, but I did not know that that was an indication.
Okay.
Did you?
No.
No.
I've not heard that.
Right. Nikki's getting to it.
I'm just Googling, prostitutes wear anklets?
That's the way, right? We were trying to,
we
you know.
We were trying not to say.
Yeah, oh, sorry.
Your kids are in the car, mate.
That's true.
Yeah.
But there you go. Well, I know I had no idea it was hooker jewellery.
Yeah, apparently it is. Nikki's got the word.
Oh, sorry, okay, Nick, there you
okay,
go.
Okay, so it's actually a widely recognised symbol that a woman is married or committed yet available to other men for sexual activity.
Tanya, Wilkes, how do you
oh, really?
Do?
It does. That's what it says here. On Wikipedia, but hey.
No, it's true. That's it. We're going with that.
Okay.
So, but, Michael, good morning.
But is it? Is
but it says the husband is consensual, but that's okay.
Oh,
so,
Michael, you tiger.
That's all good.
He's a bloody tiger, oh, Michael.
But is it depicting each, what, like, if you're single, it's left ankle or married right? Because that's what I thought it was.
Geez, you're hanging on now, aren't you?
And I tell you what, this
you're
was
like
a
you're
long
going
long
for the finest
ago.
Detail now. It's like when a guy wears an earring and each ear, one ear is gay, one is straight.
Yes.
It's, I don't know.
Yeah, this was a long time ago. I'm on a different one than EP Nikki, but yeah, it also says, yeah, if a woman was married, if she wore an anklet, it symbolised that she was open to having sexual relationships with someone other than her significant other for money.
Oh, well, I apologise to that inebriated gentleman. You were right. And I was wrong.
Don't stop wearing the anklet. I like it, though.
I want you to go back to the park and apologise personally.
I will today.
I imagine the mouthful you gave him, you dirty old drunk. Yeah. Get out of here. Right?
Some professor that knew everything.
Some professor. Yeah, that's because that's where professors hang out, mate. In the park, drinking a bottle of water in a brown paper bag.
We knew his history, didn't he?
Yeah, no, he did.
It's all my fault. I apologise.
Tell you what, I'll be looking at you differently now, too.
Did we do this?
It's Tanya and Steve's Throwback Thursday.
Why not, Rosie? It's
sounds
on the
like
board.
A good idea.
Pay packets.
Yeah.
The days when there was in a little, I don't know what colour you call it. See, to me, it was tan.
Tan.
Envelope.
Like the gold and yellow.
That kind of colour. You remember that?
I do.
And you'd and had a little leathery, red leathery. Anyway, ooh. You'd unwrap it with string. And out would come your cash.
Well, you had a fancy, fancy pay packet. Now, ours was just a yellow envelope on our desk.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd have to make sure you were there in time in case someone nicked it.
Yeah.
It was radio, after all.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. Scumbags.
I'm going a little further back from radio, though, too.
What are you?
Oh, well, even just, what you know.
Part-time job?
Even part-time job or on the trawlers. My mum and dad paid me with a pay packet.
Right.
When I first started.
Yeah.
Just to make it all official and all of that.
Right.
But I just, you know, kids don't understand tangibility of money anymore because it's all, we'll get that in your account.
Yeah.
That's insane. So it was just cash. In an envelope.
Yeah.
Did you ever get cash?
No.
Ever?
No, never.
Never?
Oh, actually, yeah, maybe my first couple of jobs were tennis coaching like $20, yeah, cash in the hand. Yeah.
See, I do wonder if there's, and having that tangibility of the money, I do wonder if that's why there's, to a degree, kids don't get the value of money now.
Because it's just all numbers. Comes it out of a wall.
It's a number out of the wall, or just numbers on your phone.
Yeah.
You know, it's not real, is it?
No. No.
And then again, I shouldn't just say kids, adults, because we tap, 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 and we don't feel the money going out of our hands.
Yeah.
Last time I saw cash was this morning when Roger got coffees.
Yeah, what are you doing with cash?
I sold some things on Facebook Marketplace recently, and I've got cash sitting in my wallet, burning a hole in it, and, I bought coffees with it, and Nikki was, like, freaked out having to pay in cash. She's like, she was almost embarrassed to go to the coffee shop with cash.
Okay, here's what I want to do. Right now, give us a call. How much cash have you got in your wallet or bag or wherever it might be? I'm going to get mine out.
333-53. Give us a call right now. Cash in your wallet.
Steve's,
I don't reckon anyone
10.
Will call.
I got 10 bucks.
Got zero.
Zero?
Mm-hmm.
I've got 65 because I've sold things on Facebook Marketplace over the weekend and yesterday.
See, you're right. People might call. No one has cash anymore.
No.
Nobody.
Might get a couple of tradies.
It's bizarre.
Just ring Mum and Dad. They'll have cash.
Your mum.
They always have cash.
I don't even know why I've got 10 bucks, but I bet you it's there from Christmas.
Mm. The only time my husband will have cash is when he's going to the hairdressers, because he always tips his hairdresser.
He gives him a tip.
He does, because it's an Irish thing.
I saw his last haircut. He shouldn't.
But why can't
she's lovely.
Why can't he tap, say if the haircut is $30, why can't he tap and just put an extra 10 on there?
Because it doesn't go to the person.
Got it.
It goes to the establishment.
Okay.
So here we are saying total cashless society. Let's see if people have got cash in their wallets.
Hey, John, how much is in your wallet?
$520.
Wow.
Why?
I still like cash, and when I go to the club, I like to be able to pay with cash.
Okay.
Fair enough.
520. Yep. Geez, I tell you, that was a few beers.
I know.
Wow, 520 bucks.
Hang on, is it 50s?
All 50s, 110 and 25s.
There you go. See, okay. So that makes the wallet thicker.
Yeah.
Ladies like that, Tanya.
Yeah. Do you think this is going to be an age thing?
I don't know.
Do you think everyone will be older, do you think?
I don't know. I'm just asking.
What do you reckon, Tim?
I've got $30. I love cash in my wallet.
Okay.
Can we ask how old you are, Tim?
53.
Okay.
Okay.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. 30 bucks.
Yeah.
30 bucks.
And what's that for? Have you earmarked it for anything, Tim?
Cricket, actually.
Cricket?
Yep.
Pay your fees?
Still got to pay fees.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, you'd still have to.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Tim.
All right. We got Naomi here. How much you got, Naomi?
I got 45 cents.
And what are you saving up for, Naomi? Some mixed lollies?
The next rainy day, I think.
Are you really?
Yeah, it's all in 5 cent pieces too.
Why?
Well, I find 5 cent pieces on the ground.
Oh,
and,
do you?
I picked them up because it's pennies from heaven.
It is.
From my mum.
Yeah, Mitchell Coombs would tell you that too.
I've got a feeling Naomi follows me.
We must have a drug dealer on the phone
because
they've got a lot of cash in their wallet.
Hello, Anonymous.
Hey, Jan.
How much you got?
850.
Why?
You know, tradies love the cash.
Ah.
Anonymous. There you go.
Jack man already gets enough of my money.
Oh.
Yeah, fair enough.
For the boy. Yes, well done.
There you go.
850 bucks.
Obviously, Naomi's not a tradie.
No, she's getting her pennies from heaven.
Yeah.
I think we've found out that maybe if you're a little tiny bit older, that you might still like to do cash.
Yep.
Or if you're a tradie, keeping it from the tax
there
department.
There you go.
There are two types of people.
That is what's keeping the cash society going. And well done to all of you, tax dodgers.